I'm June Nilsson, and I'm the Lutheran campus pastor at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. And tonight we are dealing with the subject opening creative space. I'd like to begin with just a few comments before we get into what you're going to have to do. And I guess I'll have to be a little formal about this because I can't paraphrase it. I'm going to have to read it. There was an article that was published in the 1976 July-August issue of the Harvard Business Review, which discussed the whole subject of the two hemispheres of the brain. Some of you know that for, probably the last couple of years has been a very in thing to talk about, the functions of the left and the right hemispheres of the brain. Well, recently that has been sort of looked upon again with some disfavor that has been questioned. But for our purposes, let's just move with that. Because I think it did signal to us the awareness that the brain, whether you want to separate into the left and the right hemisphere specifically, or whether you just want to acknowledge that the brain functions in many different ways, has something to say to us. And part of what we as Christians, I think, have gotten out of touch with is what we might call the dark side or the underside, the intuitive side of the brain. In the article by Henry Mintzberg, he points to Robert Ornsberg's book, which talks about the psychology of consciousness. Specifically, he refers to the linear left hemisphere as synonymous with lightness. And this is a very strong Christian symbol. We speak of the light and the dark, and the moving from different levels of awareness. Some of our thought processes are very explicit. We can articulate them very easily. They are very rational. They are very disciplined, very logical. However, this is very much common in the Western world. But he quotes Ornstein as saying, "The esoteric psychologies of the East, that is Zen, yoga, Sufism, and so on, have focused on right hemispheric consciousness, for example, altering the pulse rate through meditation. In very sharp contrast, Western psychology has been concerned almost exclusively with left hemispheric consciousness, the logical thought. Since these experiences, transcendence of time, control of the nervous system, paranormal communication, and so on, are by their very mode of operation not readily accessible to causal explanation or even to linguistic exploration, many have been tempted to ignore them or even to deny their existence. These traditional psychologies have been relegated to the esoteric or the occult, the realm of the mysterious. The word most often employed is mysticism. It is a taboo area of inquiry which has been symbolized by the dark, by the right hemisphere, or the left side of ourselves, the night." It seems important to me, to us, who are bearers of the light, proclaimers of the word, to risk exploring the night, to try to open up that poetic space, that non-rational, out of control, relational, holistic part of ourselves. Well, how do we do that? I want you to try something with me tonight. Would somebody just call out a word?
Black.
I heard two.
Creek.
Black.
Black Creek. All right, we have two words, Black Creek. Right? Now, I want you to turn to the person next to you. Maybe we should demonstrate this. Would somebody come up and help me do this? Somebody come here. All right, Carol. purpose of this is to explore the underside of the language. This doesn't have to make sense. This is not conscious thought. It is flow of image. It is relational. So that you begin and you just let it take you. Okay? Our words are Black Creek. And we are just to begin and we are just to flow. Flow. Black Creek, murk, mud, solid, solid, mud, sink, dark, scary, fear, where you come, 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 Black Creek, come along, mud, deep, sink, fear, night, scary, cry, cry, where are you, come, 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 where are you? Alone, alone in dark, dark creek, black, night, afraid, where, lost, trees, fog, where, Black Creek, where, come, 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 where are you, where are you, come, come, creek, black, fog, night, moon, sky, fairies, gnomes, woods, wander, deer, bear, why peak snow fall? When? Winter? No. Summer first. First what? First day. First day. Creek. Black. Alone. Scared. Child. Crying. Where? Creek. Come. Please. Just let it carry you. Let it come with feelings and images and go where it takes you. Now, let's have another word.
Forever.
Forever? Okay. Now you do it.
Forever. Always. Now. Forever. Limited. Forever. Going. Forever. Eternity. Forever. New age. Age. Ageless. Old. Old. Creaky. Wrinkled, 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 forever wrinkled, forever, forever, forever timeless, forever mountains, forever hills, forever valleys, forever deserts, forever us, forever God, forever children, forever animals, forever, 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 always limited, limitless. Now, now is the time, now is the time, forever, forever, keep me forever, always. Faithful, forever, forever faithful, faithful, kind, loving, peaceful, joyous, 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 joyous in the new age, joyous forever, joyous always, filled with peace, kindness, wonder, wonderment, wonderment, wonderment forever, 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 June, forever, June, forever, June.
Okay. Turn to the person next to you. Don't try to be logical. Don't think. Just let the words come. Let the word come, and if a word won't come, just wait. It'll come. Just trust. It will come. Let it flow. I'm going to do it with him. Someone call out a word.
Sparrow.
What?
Sparrow.
Sparrow. Sparrow. Begin with sparrow. Does anyone not have a partner? How about you two guys? You want to? Close your eyes. Put your hands on your partner's knees. Clasp your hands. Don't. Let the words come before you can think. Just let them flow. They don't have to make sense. Just babble. Babble like a brook. Let it just come. Let it come. All right? Sparrow. Where did the sparrow take you? I heard some laughter. A couple of you began to laugh. It sort of awakened something in you. What did you find it hard to do?
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
So the thoughts come through this kind of thing.
Things have to be logical, right?
Okay.
Because you try and control them and have them so that they have something to do with each other. Put them in order and somehow relate them to a theme, which is overriding.
I think it was easier to do it with somebody else because then the excitement was kind of catching or something helped.
Sort of opened up.
I kept trying to make sense of it and I kept going back to sparrow and repeating sparrow this, sparrow that, instead of letting words just carry on each other.
What other feelings did you get?
Scary too, you don't know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
Okay. You really don't know where this is going to take you.
Once I got on the alphabet,
I
could get off of it.
You got on the alphabet? A, B, C, D? We're very programmed, aren't we? To think before we speak. To always be in control. To not be vulnerable. To not sound silly. To think in syntax. We're trained grammatically, almost. And to just let things tumble or flow, or to be that free, or to think by association, you're absolutely right. Because sometimes that association begins to lead you inside. And it begins to spark certain images or relationships that you've not been in touch with for quite a while that begin to stream just out of a stream of consciousness and begin to free up and begin to express themselves and come alive in a way that maybe you have been repressing or have not wanted consciously to share with somebody else.
Could I make a comment here?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that came to me, sparrow, always brings to me a recollection of things from boyhood. So all that was coming from me was what I thought about, what came to mind from my boyhood experience on a farm. Sparrows all over. Sparrows in the wintertime, finding them frozen dead, defrozen, and this sort of thing. So I was programmed, and when I couldn't, in a sense, become unconscious. I was drawing from the conscious. You know the words I said, which probably relate to that setting.
I'm reverting to my childhood too. Mm-hmm. Mentioned sparrows.
Sparrow, that's a child word for you.
Yeah.
Now, what did you associate from your childhood with the sparrow?
Oh, on the farm. They were kind of nuisance in the chicken house, and we had to spray for lice.
Okay, so it was a nuisance word for you. A nuisance word.
For me too.
And for you too. Well, sometimes when we've done this, people say, what are you trying to do? Get us into the charismatic spirit? You know, are you going to try to make us speak in tongues or something like that? No, the purpose is to try to open up another level of awareness, to grow in our capacity to use the intuitive and to explore and visualize rather than intellectualize or rationalize. In other words, to let language work for us in a visceral sense so that we aren't... We're beginning to pull out images, and we're letting the language read us instead of our, you know, oftentimes people go to the Bible and they have all their commentaries and their all this stuff, you know, and they're going to sit down and analyze the Bible. But when it really gets scary is when you sit down and let the Bible read you. When you approach a text and you lift out a word and you do this kind of exercise in your meditation or prayer, you take that word and you just let it begin to work into you. You're not in control of the word. You are not analyzing or prescribing on the basis of the word. The word becomes flesh and dwells in the midst of you and opens a certain consciousness that perhaps is, yes, Holy Spirit stuff. We're very fearful of that. Very fearful of that. We like to be credible. We like to be orderly in our thinking process. We like to make sense. We like to communicate in clear, concise terms. We think of language as power. But sometimes language is empowering. Empowering. And that's why it stirs and awakens and disrupts and directs. Next time you take out your Bible and you're dealing with a text, read that text over and over. Take a phrase from that text and read it over and over and over and over and over until one word begins to become more and more relevant, more clear to you, and then take that word and get a rhythm with it. Babble it. Enunciate it. Let it move. Let it image for you. Carry it into the center of yourself and see where that word directs and takes you. You'll be amazed at the poetic space that you have within your soul when you release it. Give an opportunity to come to the light. There's a lot of wonder and a lot of mystery in the word. Like Joshua and Moses, there are times when we just take off our shoes and say we are in holy ground. Something very powerful is here in the midst of us, and we don't have to understand it. It doesn't have to make sense. It need not be logical. But it can move us to new vision and imagination. Or to revelation. A new insight. A new revelation. Let's take the word Jesus. I want you to take a piece of paper, if you don't have any, here are some, and a pencil. Don't want you to worry about punctuation, capitalization, sense, sentences, capital letters, nothing like that. When we all begin, take a piece of paper, and if you don't have anything to write, I didn't get a piece of them, but I have a piece of paper. If you have your own piece of paper, use it, otherwise. When I say Jesus, I want you just to begin writing, and just keep, don't lift your pencil from the page. Just write a continuous stream of association. Jesus. And just let that write itself on the page. Let it come. I didn't get paper. Do you have paper? Okay, does everybody have paper and something to write with? Just not sentence even, just begin with Jesus and let it flow on the page. Just keep writing. Don't reread what you've read. Don't go back and do it over. Just Just let it flow. Don't, no commas, no periods, no capital letters, no grammatical context at all. Just begin with Jesus and write out your page. Okay? Let's begin. Would anyone be willing to share what you wrote?
Okay. I have a hard time reading my writing back. So. Jesus inside, atop the tree, branch, fragile, high above, below the dirt, buried deep, only comes out sometimes, in closet, sits alone, dusty, dark, drank wine, threw up, no good, bad year, they weren't ready for him, or God, whichever you prefer. I'm not a feminist myself, but you know how that goes. He sits alone, seldom lonely, sees you and greets you, but you don't wave. Now the line. The line, you up there, Sid?
Yeah.
Now the line, he waves. He knows who you are. He sits quietly in the back, waving. He knows Jesus was a black man. Tan, dark brown, from the hot sun. He walks barefoot in streams, thick calluses on the soles of his feet. Your soles, too, are on the bottom of your feet. Lift those feet high up off the ground and wash your brother's resting feet high above clouds. He sits. I can't read this. Not knowing when to come, he's frightened to show too much. Just enough. His fears are your fears. It's okay. I'll go away for now. I'll sit dusty now in your closet, but I will come back. I will never really leave you. Only stay out of sight for a short while. Bare feet in sand, wet. Now look down in the stream. See your reflection. This can be Jesus, can it not? Look beneath to see stones that shine so bright. The sun is setting. Not much time till sun sets completely, and you are in darkness once again.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I'll read mine, I can't read it all. Jesus Christ, peace, handsome, kind, lovely, forgotten together, separated, helped, going, gather community, help, kindness, measure, cup, candles, oxymoron, blessing, helpful, resent, discernment, courthouse, goddess, feminine, feeling, touch, candy, give, child, Christmas, June, birthday, presents, happy, June, flag, particular, discouraged, El Salvador, Central America, Belize, Bruce, children, hotels, beach, glass bottom boat, fish, Ramon, society, hibiscus, poinsettias, hot, airport, small jet, shrimp salad, filet mignon, glad, hands, fold, warm, fuzzy, lovely, friends, Christ, Christmas, people, poverty, suffering, Alma, sister, crippled, poor, hospital, Mexico, letters, help, give, Catalina, Christ, poor, helpless, tax, don't pay, give, poverty, armies, foolish, gladness, joy, help, preach, forgiveness, arrogance, teach, humility, graciousness, goodness, teach, learn, open, poor, transform, right, right brain, open, help, now, always available, here, forever, black, white, paid, furnace, Quaker, jaundiced.
Jaundiced?
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I could. I work in the kitchen, so there's a lot of food in there. Jesus, one, Savior, Jesus, school, yawn, be alone, find out why, afraid, can I, sometimes can't, but only if once, create, quiet, but too many, but seeing too many ways, one, two, tomorrow, fish, be, without sauce, is boring, all, people, fire, clang, works, apron, Suzanne, walks, garbage, sup, why, to be alone, search, secret, free, up, around, love, want, hold back, but just be natural, so why, So we, why not afraid, tired mom, dog, auntie, family, love, leave, cry, want, but why, tired, cry, sigh, want, together. Already some don't know, but need to find out why. Search out, rescue, danger, excitement, don't want, but need, why. So to me, one if, by any other means possible, to wheel, one source, sauce, lemon, garnish.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, nostalgic people, Harris's smiles, hurt, spontaneity, dance, celebrate, earth, joyous, me, movement, flow, body, electric, Walt Whitman, use of grass, in touch, homosexual, earthy, would like to meet, Emily Dickinson, death, me, anxiety, tenacity, hefty personality, Janet, eyes, lovely, brave, Inkaloom, crafts, created, me, you, June Nelson, thanks. Together, liturgy, outdoors, hike, alone, still, creek, Jesus, good, simple, carpentry, hands, sinews, locusts, austerity, festivity, feasts, weddings, Jesus, women, cry, myrrh, spices, hair, ratty, golden, tears, ERA, mourns, oppressed, happy, Nicaragua, poor, brothers, sisters, relatives, select, that's Swedish for relatives, Sweden, unhappy, unmotivated, why, blame, no, me.
Jesus Christ, I love you, Mama. Don't say that now. I'm doing Jesus doing me. Up all around this week. Joe, why me? Why not me, you fool? Why not see this thing Jesus is doing? Oh, come on, Jesus. I wish you'd leave me alone. I'd love to get on with what I've got plans. I'd love to get on with my plans, but you won't. But you won't just let me do it.
Jesus Christ, Son of God, begotten of the Father, not made, made, and making, begotten, begetting, letting it happen, flow over, and be free to associate what I has become. A dire, on crosses, where my life crosses with what does Jesus intersect? Relations, relationships, people, community, who Jesus is, who I am as a parable, a simple story which keeps focused on a simple truth. Jesus, why wait? Why not now? Why I am able to see you, Jesus, in others, and not my own life. Empty struggle, a glass overflowing with emptiness and open to the sky, breathes its last words. It cannot contain me or say wishes, or any wishes, to be close somehow, intimate between here and forever, like the birds, sparrow, the lilies of the field, take care of today, and I worry over when tomorrow comes. How can I be close and yet completed? And who I am and am not satisfied, but struggling to become whole, holy, me holy, Jesus holy, Jesus holy, God holy.
Jesus, God, truth, love, honesty, family, justice, beauty, nature, order, simplicity, real human society group, learning, growing, sympathy, friends, accepting, living, dying, remembering, health, awake, sleep.
There are a lot of different images here, aren't there? Like different people are associating with Jesus. Anyone else? Okay.
Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior, tired, confused, mad, scared. Jesus, save us from our sins. Mischievous, Dennis the Menace, Encyclopedia, Dictionary, Words, Words. Add abundant, add a dime. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus, sparrow, sparrows on the ground. Sparrow, scarrow, chero, barbecue, hamburgers, American dream, hopes, fears, dreams. Henry W. Longfellow, Jesus and Mao Zedong in China. That means birth of old age, diamonds, friends, no friends, lonely. Jesus is the only friend, no friends, no friends. Bertha, dead, Jesus, dead, dead, dead. Jesus, crying, weeping, emotional, hate, hate, dead, dead. Confused, Jesus, Jesus is dead. Anger, resentment, jealousy, confused, mad, hate, Jesus, 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 nothing. Nothing forced, hate, faith, life, hate, no life, no faith, no Jesus, no force, no jealousy, control, hunger, hungry, bread for the world, who's Jesus, that's for. No bread, only hunger, hunger, hunger. Self-control, self-will, strength, self-control, control, strong. Antecedent, anticipate, photography, old times, Harry Chapin dead, Keith Green dead, blue, green, orange, yellow, purple. Tony Lansing, Tammy Macbeth, Shakespeare, Othello, blue lips, Ophelia, dead, 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 Tony O'Connor dead, Hazel dead, no faith, all dead, Jesus dead, flowers, mother, graves. Gary Miranda Reed, dead, all dead, mother dead, anger, stupid, hide, 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 hide.
All dead, stupid, stupid, hide, hide, hide. Anybody else?
Much of what I've got is a repetition, but I'll go through them anyway. The word, life, death, resurrection, compassion, love, forever, Savior, Redeemer, salvation, He shall return, incarnate, teacher, guide, comforter, security, friend, eternity, foundation, hated, loved, prophet, God's Son, everlasting, transcendent, omnipotent, and omnipresent, light, the way, the truth, beauty, righteousness.